I'm piloting a new technique.
I'm not even doing it anymore.
that I'm trying out. It's called finish eating before we start recording.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds off to a crisp.
And so, correct me if I'm wrong, the assumption I'm making about this technique is that people don't like it when you or anyone chews into the microphone.
Oh, yeah.
Hmm.
I've seen, there's like a Reddit thread on like the podcast subreddit.
Yeah.
Where they're like, what's something you hate when you listen to a podcast? And I remember like, I was like, let me check this out just to see if I'm doing any thing of it. And like the first one was Be Iffy Shikude Wadiwe.
Oh, well, that's rude.
Welcome to Candy Dinner with Matt and Iffy. I'm Iffy Wadiwe.
I'm Matt Apodaca.
And I'm kicking this thing off right off the top.
Right off the top. We're coming in. Yeah, that was a short opening.
There I am, you know, because I was like, I need to get into it.
People started the podcast, then they heard. And now they're just like, well, wait a minute. Did I miss a whole thing?
Yeah, no, you didn't. It's just that quick. Yeah, no, because last week's drop was 27 minutes in.
I didn't realize.
Yeah, so I was like, how about we just kick it off early?
Bam.
How are you feeling before we even go into weeks? How are you feeling right now in this current moment?
I'm feeling really good. I had a really nice day. I had a really nice weekend. Mm-hmm. I think I've been very excited also that sun's out. As you can see, sky's out, thighs out. We're in the short shorts. The thigh meat's hanging out.
Yeah, I wore shorts yesterday.
So excited about that weather change. I've been having a sort of a pain issue, Iffy.
Oh wow.
You know, I don't do anything ever. So to be in pain at all is shocking.
It's wild.
Yeah.
You know, does a potato feel pain?
I woke up.
By the way, happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day to all stars and stripes. Yeah,
well, I guess if you're hearing this, it already passed, but happy belated St. Patrick's Day to all my Irish listeners. That was pretty good.
Hi, Titi. Hope you're having a nice St. Patrick's Day.
Sure, yeah, I'd nail it that well if I leaned 5 meters back and swung into the mic like you just did.
Well, here's
the
thing.
That's not an exaggeration.
Yours wasn't good, but mine was offensive.
Mine was on point. I don't know what you're talking about. They're like, oh, shoot, is that like the Irish Easter?
You sounded Mexican.
No, whatever.
Like my sort of, I'll like show you sort of where I'm at. This whole area right here, like my neck and shoulder has been really fucked up, for no real reason. And it's, I mean, cause I haven't done anything and I have a lot of knots back there. Yeah. My girlfriend's here and she's been like, working those knots with like her elbow. You just hear so many cracks and crunches. Oof. It feels good, but it hurts to exist this way.
Yeah.
And then, so like, I've been sort of trying to do stretches and trying to like, sort of work them out and then like, you know, get that elbow in there. But, you know what I did last night?
What?
I had a little bit of an edible and it was perfect.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, this is medicine.
Did you end up missing any other friends' birthday parties?
We were going to go somewhere and we didn't. We had decided earlier that we were going to go to something else, but it wasn't because
maybe
I took an edible.
This is your life now. Maybe just you're like, on weekends, I take edibles
and I stay home.
Pets.
No, we were going to go somewhere. We had like a long day yesterday that we'll get into. Like,
yeah.
How are you feeling right now?
I'm feeling good. You know, I'm feeling good, rejuvenated. Just ready to take on the next week.
Yeah, it was a sort of restorative weekend.
Yeah, because like the week started off pretty rushed, rough, pretty annoying. There was a little, just like, you know, just like life stuff that just was kind of, whack. And then right at the end of the week, it just crescendoed into being all good.
Yeah.
So good. And I'm back. I'm feeling
He's
good.
Back.
I took my car to finally get my brakes done, an oil change. And then from there, I was at the DMV. I got my license renewed. And then from there, the next day, Danny, you know, is fostering a cute little pup.
Oh, I saw this on Instagram. Yeah.
Yeah. So I went out there with her. And when I did that, before I went to the dog park, I went ahead and dropped my car off to get detailed. And because I know the art of the deal, I was like, I'm just getting the details. He's like, okay, that's going to be $130. I was like, all right, cool. And he's like, but for just, you know, usually it's $130 more, but I'll knock $30 off and I'll save $230. We'll detail the inside and the outside. We'll put the clay on it, they'll wax it, and you're good. And I was like, nah, $230 seems right on my that's a little too much. He's like, all right, I'm gonna knock another $30 off, $200 even. And I was like, okay. And then he was like, all right. And I was like, I wonder how many times I could have just said nah to get it done.
Oh, interesting. But yeah.
I was like, $200 is a good price for me, you know, $100 for each detailed job.
Yeah, that's sort of like, I mean, how much cheaper could you have? I mean, yeah, it's, yeah. I guess this question, it goes both ways. How much cheaper could you have gotten it down? Like, I mean, at a certain point, it's still worth, that seems like worth the price
with
to me.
With me, like, detailing the inside of a car, because I don't know if you've ever gotten your car detailed.
Dude, yes, I have.
It always feels worth it. Like, when I'm paying, because you know you always pay up front. When I'm paying for it, I'm always like, is it? Then you get it back and you're like, yes, I am glad, because there's always car wash, going to a hand wash, there's always that head, and maybe it's just my dad's voice in my head being like, you can do this yourself. Why are you being lazy? It always feels like, oh, this, I'm just paying someone to do this because I can't do this. But when you pay that much for detail and it gets like done that well, you're like, oh no, I'm paying this person that much because they are the only ones who can do
this. Yeah, there's like certain things that I'm willing to pay for, as someone who doesn't have a lot of money, because like, I just know that like, I'm not going to clean my car the way that they're going to in this moment.
Yeah.
All this clutter, all this stuff is cumulative.
Yeah. He was, you know? He was real excited too. He was like, it's going to be like a new car.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, you're way too excited. Like, you're beyond, cause I already said, yes, you have no reason to try and sell this to me any further. You're excited.
Yeah.
And I was telling myself, I was like, cause you know, I got a few scrapes and bumps here and there. I was like, I don't know if it's going to look new at all. It looked new.
Hey,
it looked like a new used car, you know?
Yeah.
I will say, like, he kept saying, he was like, we're going to put the clay on it and all that. I don't know what that is. I've described it
to people. Yeah, you said it to me and I was like, that must be something. I don't know what.
I've described it to so many people. Like, I was in the car with like Echo, Carl, and Ish, and Lamar, and they're like, damn, the car's clean.
You brought the squad with you.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah. I was there like, oh, the car's clean. I'm like, yeah, you know, I went, got it detailed, and I was like, I got it detailed on the ice outside too. They put the clay on it and they're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I think it's just something you can say, huh? Yeah.
Yeah. What is it? What is putting the clay?
They put your car through a Play-Doh fun factory.
The way I looked at it is they like, you know, I didn't see this because I went away, but my car was just like, it looked like a terracotta encrusted cyan IA.
Yeah.
And then they chip it away.
Oh.
And it locks the dirt into the stone and it scrapes my car as it breaks off, but then they buff it out and it's completely shiny after.
Hey.
Yeah.
That sounds like a great
project. So I'm feeling rejuvenated, ready for this week. Also on top of that, for the stream, there's a system called GoXLR.
Yeah, I saw you upgraded your system.
Yeah. I've wanted this so bad. It's the new shiny thing for a lot of streamers because it is a mixer it's made primarily for streaming. It was made with streaming in mind by this company that does like a lot of kind of music peripherals. And it has the LED lights, and I have a lot of Corsair products, and that's their big thing is RGB lights. So to have another like light up thing, which you saw in that picture, it was just hella bright right there.
It looked so cool.
Yeah, I was ready for action. But the big thing was that, you know, to do the upgrade, it works primarily with XLR mics. So I was kind of in a weird position because I use like a USB mic. So I had like a, you know, big you know, donation goal on the stream to like raise enough money for the mic and yeah. the Go XLR. And what ended up happening was one of the listeners, Tim, he listens to Nerdificent, and he listens to a lot of podcasts. We chatted it up, and you'll know why in a second. But he listens to, you know, High and Mighty, all of our friends. And he hit me up. He was like, so what do you need? I was like, oh, I kind of need an XLR mic. He was like, what are you trying to get? I was like, I was thinking a you know, Audio-Technica AT2020. He was like, oh, well, because I work for AKG. I was like, well, then if you got an employee discount there, I'm yeah. willing to get the equivalent. And so we're talking, and he's about to, you know, get this delivered and hook me up with the employee discount.
That's
and
amazing.
Then he's this weekend, he's like, yeah, I can take it to you. And I was like, all right, how much do I owe you? He was like, no, I just want to support the cause. And I was like, Tim, you
my are man. Dope. That my rules. Man.
But because of that, since he was doing that, I was like, all right, then I got to just go ahead and cash out on the Go XLR and use the donations on stream to kind of recoup it, because I don't want this dope gift collecting dust. So I went ahead, did it. It came with that Prime One day. So
Ooh.
It all came yesterday. So I had the condenser mic literally when I got home waiting for the Go XLR to come. And boy, oh boy, it's a whole new world. It's a crisp sound.
That's like, amazing.
The voice you're hearing now, right here, right now, as you listen to it, that's how my voice sounds on stream. And it didn't always sound like that. And,
oh.
You know, I will say, you know, no disrespect to the Blue Yeti mic, all disrespect to Jimmy Kimmel. Actually,
wait a minute.
that was a reference to a Kanye West thing.
Yeah.
We are both comedians, Kimmel. Take no offense.
Yeah.
Now that I realize I did shoot a sketch for you. So don't, please keep bringing me in for all the sketches.
Yeah.
So that gets there. And it was great. And I'll save like the minutia of it, because there was some fun action with all that when it came and the setting up. But I feel like that fits in the week section. But the cool thing about it is it's this mixing board. It has four channels. And what's cool is like normally with things on your computer, it's all very segmented. But this freaking thing can like, it'll take the mic that I'm using to talk yeah. to the stream, to the chat, and then give me a slider for that. It gives you a slider for the Discord voice chat coming in.
Uh-huh.
And so like if someone's talking too loud and you feel like it's coming too loud through the screen, you can bring that down. And then you also have a slider, like two other sliders, either one. And all the sliders can be switched to anything you want specifically. Sometimes you can have it just be the game volume.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can have it be music volume, just independently controlled. Which I ran into some issues with that today, but that was a whole nother thing. But it has that. So you have that. That quadrant of the mixer is just these sliders for what would normally be independent things. And now you can have full control of
that rules
in an analog manual way. The next quadrant over is is four knobs that let you control echo, reverb, your pitch. And, I forget the last thing you can kind of control. And then there's like 10 buttons next to it, because you can save these sound profiles, whatever you set. And then next to that, there's three. There's a megaphone sound, robot voice, and like a high tuned one.
Yeah.
And so you can mix and match all of those to create special voices that you just toggle on and off, that you can have on the screen, on the stream, which is phenomenal and dope in that way. And then if you bring the quadrant down under that, you have a sample area where you yeah. can save four samples of your voice recorded. So like if I say like, thanks for that sub or thanks for that follow, in a fun way, I can record it and just hit that button every time someone subs or follows.
That rules. So I love that.
Yeah, it's a real fun toy. I've been having lots of fun with it. I think there should be one more quadrant, which is under the knobs, but I either don't remember what it is, or that whole quadrant is the knobs. And I think that's it. Yeah. That, so it has technically three quadrants, because the left side is just the knobs and they have mute options under it. And what's cool too, is like they mute in different ways. So you can have it to where it mutes completely.
Yeah.
it mutes to the stream. So like if like say Discord, we want to have a private convo, I can mute it and then you can say whatever you want without it being broadcast.
Ooh.
Or you have mute to me. So if say it's music and it's music that I want in the background of the stream, but I don't necessarily want to hear it in the game.
Yeah.
I can mute that, which is very good for games that require you to be listening. So it's a fun toy and I've barely started like getting cracking with it.
Well, sounds excited. Like the game has changed.
Yeah, the game has officially changed. If you go to my stream now, I also got a camera upgrade, upgrade to the Logitech Brio, which can shoot me in 4K.
Iffy in 4K.
Yeah, but I'm still keeping it humble at 1080. We don't need to do all that.
Wow.
You know, I've seen the 4K porns, and some things need that.
Oh, like, my separation. Gosh.
some things need normal resolution. Lower resolution, the better.
Yeah. Well, that sounds great. I'm glad. Congrats on the upgrade.
Thank you so much. How was your week?
My week was great. Aside from this weird like shoulder pain and stuff that I guess I have to deal with in some way.
That's what I was going to suggest to you in that case was come to my side of town. And get some of these Thai massages.
That's what I was, I was thinking about that.
Because the Thai massages, like, if you tell them go hard, they go hard. Like,
yeah.
Go hard, because, you know, I'm being a chauvinist right now. Don't think you can get in
there. Oh, my God.
And they get in there. They get in there. Like, but then you have that weird, like, I don't want to tell them it's too hard.
No, it hurts.
But it hurts.
Yeah. Yeah. I always feel like, even, like, if I'm just getting, like, my girlfriend's like getting the knots out, even if it like hurts like too much, I feel like it's still doing the thing that it's supposed to do. So it's kind of just part of it.
It's moments like that I totally get BDSM because it is like, especially like if you have a knot and it is fucking you up.
Yeah.
And it hurts so much, but you're like, you just gotta get it.
Yeah.
And then like that kind of like release. And when like after like it feels good now, it's like, oh, like I remember I had this knot on my back and there was like this like kind of concrete cone in a wall at work.
Yeah. Or
something like that. If not that, whatever I'm about to talk about represents something like that, where it had a hard point that I can just force. And I just remember, oh, it wasn't that. I was at the local, I had a regular 7-Eleven when I worked at the county and the metal handle to the ice chest. I remember leaning back against the knot, pressing back as hard as I possibly can.
Denting the ice chest.
I mean, that's what, look, in retrospect, I could have busted through that glass. And you know how you're doing something stupid when, like, if you're like, if the consequences for this action happens, the explanation is just going to make it worse.
Yeah.
Like if you're like, how did you bust the window?
Very rarely do I ever want to be in a situation where the last thing I say before something bad happens is, oh. Like, you know what I mean? Just like you hear something crack too hard and you go, ooh, and then it shatters behind you.
Oh my God. But luckily it didn't, but I pressed hard against the handle and just slid my back down and it just really went up against that knot and worked it. And there was like, it was starting to hurt. But then once it got over it and once it kind of dispersed the knot, just thinking about it. Just thinking about it felt good.
I think I gotta go like have somebody walk on my back or something. I guess they'll probably do that.
It's literally a Thai massage though. I know it's about to go down because you know you really can't see anything. Have you gotten a massage before?
Never.
Never
like a professional
come to,
one.
There's one across the street from my house.
Yeah.
That's like $40 for an hour.
Okay.
It's not bad. But like your head's down, so you don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
And you're, look, I'm gonna just lay, you're gonna be thinking the whole time, what if I get a boner?
Yeah.
What's about to happen?
Yeah.
And then I asked, like, I had a friend who was a massage therapist, or it was like an AMA, I forget what, but they're like, oh, you just throw a towel on the dick. Like, that's what happens. If a dude gets a boner, you throw a towel, and that usually makes the boner go away. Because it's like
too heavy?
I think it's just, like, shame.
I see you.
Yeah, yeah. But it's not even, like, with animosity. It's more of an understanding, like, oh, here you go.
Yeah.
And then, like, your dick just calms down where you're like.
So you're nude?
Not anymore, which begs so many questions, because it used to be when, because I've been going to this for a while, because I've been living at my spot, what, like 3-4 years?
Yeah.
And as soon as I knew there was like a cheap Thai massage across the street, I think it was like my first massage phase. Then I had a huge massage phase because I was in, baby. I was like, oh, this is good. This is the life. Then I went to one
spot. You do seem like you'd be too into massage.
I was so in, because you know I work out, so my muscles are like so tight. So I'm like, I'm
in, it makes sense for you.
Yeah. So then I go to this.
I'm
one.
This way. Yeah.
I went to the spot in Culver City, and it was a full. Not only was it a full clothes on massage parlor, it was just a large room where a whole bunch of us are just laying down.
Oh no, and that seems worse to me.
I will say though.
No boner.
It slapped.
Oh, it slapped,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, like I was like, because I was totally turned down. I was like, because you know, in the spot that I'm gonna make you go to, they put you in the in your own room. It's playing like some like Thai music. Like you really feel like, man, if this isn't Thai, this is definitely by some white people who want me to think it's Thai. but yeah, you don't see what's going on. But like you'll like, she was massaging my back for a bit, and then like she stops. And I can hear her taking her slippers off. And I was like, oh, I think it's about to go down. And I just kind of hear like a, and you like
she
hear.
She jumped up?
Yeah. Basically. Yeah. She fucking jumped up.
Yeah.
And you just hear like
a flip onto your back.
Like, you know, when someone jumps on monkey bars and you hear like, ding.
Yes.
And then that's when I realized there was bars on top. So it was like, ding. And boy, she put that heel in my back.
Oh my God.
Oh, you got to get it.
It's going to help. I'm going to do it.
Help. I think it's going to help or make it worse.
Yeah, I've sort of have had that data also. Somebody's like, yeah, like I got one when I was feeling that way and it didn't help me and in fact made it worse. so we'll see. I mean, it's feeling better just like since yesterday and stuff. But it feels better when I'm out and doing stuff. But like if I'm sort of just like sitting all day, I'm like, fuck, it hurts so bad. But the week was good. Isabel's been here since Wednesday. And we've been eating all sorts of crazy good places. And we went to Tomato Pie. The other day, we were going to go to get this $4 ramen spot that we like, but it was cash only. So we were like, oh, shoot, we don't have cash because we're millennials. And where did we go instead? Best Fish Tacos in Ensenada on Hillhurst, baby.
Man, this is number two, the second time you brought it up on the cast.
It's so good. You got to go.
All right, I got to go.
It's great, and they're super cheap.
Yeah.
Like, I got, like, 3 tacos for, like, $8.
Oof.
Yeah, and they're, I mean, fish.
Yeah.
Fried right in front of you.
You got to love it.
Yeah. And then I went to, then we went, oh, she's in town because she's presenting her like speech pathology thesis like over at this like convention for it this weekend, and like I didn't get to see the convention on Friday, but on Saturday I went down and got to see some of the presentation, which was very cool. It was in Pasadena over at the convention center over there, and we spent a little time over in Pasadena afterward, and we could have sworn we had died and gone to heaven. Iffy, Pasadena's the fucking best.
Yeah,
Pasadena rules.
Pasadena has some fun spots. Did you go to Chato Tea House?
I don't think we did. I know she got a boba that was right by Pasadena Community College. I can't remember the name of it, but I got a Slurpee at the 7-Eleven next door and Iffy.
Oh yeah, I saw you tweet about this.
This I've been drinking Slurpees since I was too young to be drinking them. Like a baby, like too young. So I've been on this earth 28 years. I've had hundreds of Slurpees at this point in my life. This was the best Slurpee I've ever had. And it was a perfect day. It was so hot outside. It was, you know, it's been not very hot. It was sunny, not a single cloud in the sky. Perfect temperature. Just a great day.
Yeah,
then this Slurpee.
Slurpee weather.
This Slurpee, I don't even know. I couldn't clock exactly what was so good about it. And it wasn't, you know, just everything that was happening. The texture of the Slurpee was better than any Slurpee I ever had. It wasn't as, I think it was like the syrup to ice, like ratio was slightly more in the syrup area.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it wasn't like they turned down the syrup to save it. to, you know, and gave you more ice.
Well, here's my belief.
Because it was smooth.
Yeah, and this is why it's going to go into my belief. I believe that you, to have a truly well-made Slurpee, you can't just have it running all day.
Like, no.
You really need to adjust the temperature because there is a certain temperature it needs to be at that slush level.
Yes.
Where it shouldn't be full on like a slush puppy slush.
Yeah, it shouldn't be full on wet.
But like, it should be right before freezing where it's just, it just is its own.
Yes.
Like, have you ever seen videos of like tactile sand?
Yes.
Like, that's the consistency, I think. Not the hard ones that you can cut, but you ever seen the ones that, where they use the magnets and it kind of looks like a smooth, a solid, solid, yet liquid consistency.
Yeah.
That's what your Slurpee should be.
It was far and away the best one I've ever had. And hats off to that 7-Eleven over in Pasadena.
Yeah, we'll see. You know, because I think that
I almost got one today to see if something just had changed.
I should have.
But we were over in Pasadena for a while because then we went to the Huntington Garden or the Huntington Library and Botanical Garden.
Yeah.
Have you been over there before?
No.
It's this huge property. They have like a museum there. And then it was this guy, I can't remember his name, but his last name was Huntington. And his whole thing was that he wanted to build this property for his wife so she could have something beautiful to look at every day.
Yeah.
So it has all these exotic plants and like plants that are not from California in it. So they're all themed a certain way. So like we walked through this like desert garden that had all these different cactuses in like there's all sorts of different desert plants. And then we walked through there was a Japanese garden that had all these bonsai trees and all sorts of other like just like amazing peach blossoms and stuff. It was just incredible. We were there for 5 hours. Oof. Just like walking around, and there was all these like we went to like this pond, and I was like, I just want to see one turtle, just one. And I'll be happy. I saw 11. I saw 11 turtles, Iffy. I almost cried.
Were they big boys or were they small boys?
They were small boys. They're about this big, about like dinner plate size.
That's a big boy.
Okay, so
about because anything bigger than that, you're thinking of a tortoise.
Okay, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
This is a good sized turtle.
Yeah.
And just the fact that there were so many, I did get a tear in my eye. I was so happy to see them. Because I just love them. They're sweet. They're not doing anything wrong to nobody.
Yeah, they're just sitting there and showing us those weird necks.
But we walked around for 5 hours at this place just admiring all the plants because it was beautiful. And then we, you know, took a stop and like laid down on the grass. It was great. It was really, really, we didn't get to go in the museum because it closed. It shut down at 5.
Wow.
So we were there from like, 12:30 to 5 basically. And that was so great. And then on the way back, no traffic, just clear skies, beautiful, lush mountains, Pasadena.
Baby, Pasadena, here we come.
Yeah, and then today we were in Highland Park. I guess we were just trying to be in neighborhoods that we're not typically in.
Yeah.
And we went to this restaurant, Joy, that does like Thai fusion we were telling you about a little before recording. And it was so great. And a friend of ours works there. Don't want to blow up her spot in case anyone that works there listens.
All right, you know, you ain't got to say their name, but did they hook you up with a discount?
We got hooked up with a discount and an extra item.
Okay.
It was sick.
This friend better be ready for me to show up.
Yeah, I know that. I know that you shouted out your friend who gave you a free thing, but I feel like the restaurant business could be a little more cutthroat.
Yeah.
She seems to really like working there. It was such a cool vibe. Everyone in Highland Park is really cool.
Oh yeah,
everyone's walking around really cool there. It's being gentrified the hell out of right now.
Yeah.
Which is unfortunate. But some of these places that they got over there, we had at Scoops Ice Cream.
Yeah. No, I like.
Not that I don't think gentrification should happen.
Well, here's the thing: is like it's like it sucks as someone who grew up like in the gutter.
You know,
it is a double edged sword. It gets it does help. You know, the police automatically start to show up when you call them, and that helps in a way. But it does like obviously displace
We were saying that like.
Don't have that much money. However, the thing that I think gets me the most is like when you walk down a spot that's been gentrified and you do have those like white hipster folks who look at you like, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
You're like, Smiley didn't get shanked in the middle of this street for you to fucking sit here and look me in my fucking face like you belong here, okay?
Yeah, it's like we were saying, Isabel had this point that was like, it's one thing when like a Mexican restaurant shuts down and then like a sort of hipster Mexican restaurant takes its spot. Mm-hmm. Like that's the worst type of gentrification you could get.
Oh, 100%. Like everyone who keeps, I don't know why, like I'm going to put you on notice. Don't do this. But whenever like these hipster businesses like straight up appropriate.
Yes.
The, like when they had the hella, the like straight up, like whatever, I forgot the white version they called it, but it was like the Mexican ice creams.
Oh yeah.
And then they were walking around in the same carts that they walk around in.
Yeah.
And it's like, man, I'm waiting for how do you say corn in Spanish?
Maize?
Oh, elote.
Oh, yeah. Elote.
Yeah. El elote. Yeah. To walk around with a like obviously built shopping cart.
Yeah. Cause it's the flip side of that is that, like, no one's going to be calling the cops or anything or like asking for a business license. If they see it's like a white, like man pushing a fucking corn cart, fuck off. But Highland Park in Pasadena, slap.
All right.
So much fun. Had great days, had a great weekend. Just a lot of, eating nice and like seeing nice things. Highly recommend going down to Pasadena and going to that Huntington Garden. We had guest passes, so we got in for free. But it otherwise cost $25 and to get in, and walking around and seeing how long we were there, I was like, you know what? I would come back and I would pay because it was really, really something.
Ooh, okay.
That's my review of the place.
Yeah, yeah. No, I did a show out in Highland Park, and it was just a fun spot to be.
Ooh, so, yeah.
Also, they have the Highland Park Bowl. That's a fun spot.
Yeah. I really like the Hi-Hat. It was a music venue there. It's a cool little rock club.
Yeah, that sounds like something you like.
I saw Rivers Cuomo there.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course you did.
You keep walking closer towards death, dude. Keep walking closer towards
death. Oh, my God.
That's going to be the final episode of your podcast.
You know what?
It's going to be the best day of your life because it's going to be like, oh, shit, Rivers said that he'll do the podcast. And everyone's like, what?
What?
It's crazy. And it's going to be like, hey, welcome to Homies Talking Weezer. I'm...
He's just going to blow my head off.
Yeah. And for some reason, it's still going to get released.
Yeah. So he'll do it because he's like, he respects recording.
Yeah.
People have been very nice about the Weezer podcast, and I really appreciate the support
rave
everyone's giving
reviews.
It. Yeah, people have been like...
Except that one.
Yeah, there's that one, and there's no way for me to figure out, because they left a star rating, but they didn't leave a review.
Yeah,
you fucking yellow belly. Well, coward.
That's the thing, is whenever I get that, because, you know, Nerdificent will get that sometimes. I'm sure Candy Dinner has a few hiding that under there. It's like, when you do that, you're just a hater. Because if you really, because trust me, I've had enough bad reviews on like Nerdificent to know that if someone really just dislikes it and that's why they're giving it, they need to give you a piece of their mind. They need to. So if you're just leaving a one star, you're just hating. You ain't really out here.
Have we talked about this? Have you ever left a Yelp review before?
Oh, I have to be so mad. Like you remember when I left that Burger King review on?
Oh yeah, that's right.
How mad I have to be, because it's always too much work.
Because I feel like those are the only types of reviews you see. You see like people who are really mad, or you see people who are like food bloggers or trying to be food bloggers, and then everyone else is insane.
Yeah.
Like, I just feel like everyone like thinks they're, I mean, if you act like you're a food blogger, you're not actively getting paid to do that. I think you're a psycho. But I mean, I also have been like taking pictures of food as I've been going to like these restaurants that are like, I didn't take any photos today of the food I ate, but it was all photo worthy. I want to go back again. There's that Joy had this deal that was like, you get like a cold appetizer, a soup, a sandwich, and an iced tea for $15. And I was like, that's so crazy.
Yeah.
And all of it was so good.
Yeah.
I had a pork belly sandwich.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I love me good. You know what
I'm a pork
LA
belly
doesn't
freak.
Have? I don't know if you did the math and figured this out, but every time I tell someone in LA about this, they lose their minds. But LA doesn't have a fucking Lee's sandwiches.
LA doesn't have a Lee's sandwiches. You're right.
Yeah. I found that out because one time I really was in the mood for it and I searched for it, and you have to drive out. to get it. There's
when we got one in Lakewood, yeah. It was fucking game over. We were so excited. I think that's the
closest one.
Yeah, because I mean, I bet you the Alhambra location is a little closer.
Yeah. Oh no, we can search right now.
But because there's just something about that baguette that is so good.
And that Vietnamese coffee.
Yeah. Oh man. Yes.
If for whatever reason, what should be the closeness that it guarantees I get it tonight? Feel free to be a conservative too. Don't make it like.
I don't know if I want something enough to go 10 miles away.
Yeah, me too. If it's 3 miles or less, I'm going to Lee's sandwiches tonight. So let's see.
Well, yeah, you're off keto, so today would be a good... You know what? Honestly, since you're off keto, anything even more than... I would say if it was 10 and under, you should go dude, because you're off keto.
It still wouldn't work. The closest Lee's sandwiches is 11 miles away.
Oh, my God, by one. See, that's the weird thing where I would be like, well, it's one more.
Yeah, but also, like, it really is...
Is it in Alhambra?
It's the... Oh, no, let's go back to this. This is what I was doing at first. All right, so the closest ones are in Commerce, Torrance. Hold on. Torrance is like 18 miles. 11 miles is Commerce. Pasadena. There's one in Pasadena. All right, that's dangerous.
Oh, man. If you're in Pasadena and you're having Lee's sandwiches, should ask to be put down because also, you're having the best day of your life.
Yeah, but it's closed. That's the dangerousness. See, the one in Van Nuys, ooh, that's dangerous too. So we do have some in LA, but not LA.
Not like proper. In LA, yeah, LA.
They're all in the valley.
Not within the city limits.
Yeah. Interesting. That really, I mean, yeah, you might as well be out. Cause I do make a strong, like it's not in LA stance, but yeah, no, not LA proper.
Well, Iffy, how was your week?
My week was interesting. It really started off, the week of my birthday, the show wraps. So I'm back in freelancer life. And, you know, that means that instead of knowing that on this day, I got a check coming, it's like whenever they sent it versus my invoice, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
And I've had some gigs, you know, doing that. And with me, it's like, even if I don't need the money right now, not like the space between me earning money and receiving that money, like that huge period of time, I'm anxious about it because to me it's like, oh, that's fake money, and for any reason something can happen and that just may not connect. It's a insane kind of way to be, but it truly is like that money's coming. So just there was like some past due stuff, you know, that I've just kind of like, oh man. And also, you know,
yeah, you're probably behind on your dick pill subscription, right?
Yeah, yeah. I'm trying to shrink it down. It's too big.
damn it.
no, like I had to get those brakes checked. Cause remember when I got my tires done, almost a month ago.
Car stuff like that, even so close to each other, does feel like you're funneling money.
Oh, yeah. But just wait for this.
Yeah.
So I get a flat like almost a month ago.
No, no.
Take it in. He's like, these tires are low-key kind of toast. He's like, you only have one good one, which I knew because there was only one that changed because on my way back from San Francisco a few months ago, my fucking tire just shreds. Like, and it's weird it's weird when it shreds like that because you're driving and you're like, like it feels like
it takes you truly maybe 10 beats longer than it should. You're just like, well, that's that can't be my car.
Yeah, it's like brrr, you're like, damn, am I just fucking driving?
I'm driving ass? Yeah.
And I pull over, get it. We drive to this spot, and also it was a Sunday. I was driving back on Sunday morning, and I had this tire issue, and I didn't want to drive all the way back to LA on a donut because we're in Central California.
Yeah.
And boy, oh boy, like, did we fucking finally find a tire place? But also this tire place, I go in and they're like raising money up front.
Oh no.
And it was like for some law, like they were raising money and petitioning against, I guess, like there was a law to kind of like have kind of a prison forgiveness type thing. Like, you know,
kind of that's good.
you know, anything they can do to kind of fix the fucked up school to prison pipeline, that type of stuff. And they're against it. They're saying like, you know, these, why are you going to allow murder?
Got to clear up the pipeline, get it closer to.
It was that law that to kind of to help with the overcrowding prisons where they non-violent crimes, you know, they let people out. That's what they were. Now that I remember, which I was like, yeah, hell yeah. Because in lots of times it's just like weed and stuff that people are in there for. And they were like, no, like they were against it. And I was like, oh my God, for the love of God, let me not end up talking politics with this person. And then my buddy's in there and he's very talkative and he's talking like, shit, like you know that shit liberals talk where he was like mentioning something, but he was talking shit, and I was like, yo, I don't want this guy set my car up to blow up because he's mad that I'm some
he's gonna set it to blow up.
Yeah It's like, you know, you just flick a switch under every car and it'll blow up if you drive. But anyway, that happened months ago, so that was the good tire he was referring to, because all the other tires I haven't gotten changed since I bought the car. At this point, 3 years ago, at that point, I think 2 years ago. And I was like, and that did seem soon. Like, I literally Googled how long does tires usually last. But we are also like, I was reading it and it was like, tires are supposed to last like about 4-5 years. And then, like, it's like from St. Louis. And I was like, oh, I'm in a driving city, so it probably doesn't last as long.
Yeah.
Anyway, cut to this tire blowing. This guy's telling me these tires are toast. He's like, you could probably get away with changing two, and then I'll rotate them so that the newer one and the one, because I had one that wasn't that toast, those will be up front. He was like, cool. So he goes, he changes it, and luckily this tire place is across the street from my job at the time, the room. And I go in, I work, and then on the break I come to pick it up. And he was like, hey, tires are good. Should be good for a while. He was like, yeah. He was like, make sure you get those front tire fixed. He was like, but more importantly, he's like, your front brakes need to be changed. He was like, you got 1,000 miles.
Yeah.
And like, so it's always crazy when a mechanic, that's like being like, you got 3 months to live.
Yeah, no, for sure. Because
I'm driving since that point, you know, just looking at that ticking time bomb, and that just so happened.
That comes up faster than you think.
Oh, it came up, and I was tripping, because here's what happened is I remember what happened now is there's like a weird 3 week period where, you know, I have like all my bills, rent, all my bills. And then after the 3 weeks after that is clear. So that makes sense, right? I don't know.
I think so.
It makes enough sense. Probably no. It's 3, 6, 8. Yeah, that makes sense.
Oh my God.
If
he's thinking face is very funny.
Yeah. I think it should be 2 weeks now that I think about it.
Oh my God.
I basically was like, this is going to suck because I have to pay this off. Then this off, like, so I was like, I knew I was going to hit the 1,000 miles before that. So smash cut to now, if you noticed earlier, I said I got my brakes done.
Yes.
So like I was expecting to be able to get my brakes done last week. And now like I'm worried because I'm like, I need to get these brakes done and I don't know how much it'll be. It could be expensive. It could be cheap. And then I don't know if you've ever waited too long to get your brakes done, but it's tragic. Never do it.
Yeah.
You know, I've been young and dumb and with a car for so long that I've run a couple of cars to the ground. If you don't get your brakes done fast enough, then you start using the rotor. And I've had brakes done, like, you waited so long for brakes that, like, you hear the grinding of the metal.
Yeah, I just got one set of brakes done a couple months ago, and the guy that I took my car to, you know, a couple weeks ago, and the guy, he was telling me all about the fish, was like, you don't have to do these back ones yet. You probably got, like, next time you come in, like, for an oil change or whatever, like, in 3 or 4 months. That's probably one. I was like, oh, great. That's perfect. We'll do it then. Because it was, it's not like it's, I mean, it's expensive. It's more money than I would like to spend at one time.
Yeah.
But for peace of mind, it's not bad.
Yeah. Like mine turned out to be a mess because he wasn't able to find, because I had a whole bunch of shit to do. Yeah, I forgot. And I still have stuff I need to do, but I'm knocking that all this week because I needed my brakes done. I needed to
your car though is like a bunch of scraps from a junkyard, right? Like tires are trash can lids and
like you know when you put a car in the compactor and they're square.
Yeah,
that's those, what you're driving. I put those like
those are the wheels.
Those no those. That's the car, buddy. I hollowed it out, and then I put wagon wheels on the side.
So you're driving a smushed car, a bunch of smushed cars.
Yeah, you know, but it's great, you know? The denser your car, the more safe it is.
Hey, you know, I've heard that.
Yeah, I had to do this so I had the brakes that I need done. I need it on my birthday. My license expired, so I need to renew the license. I needed an oil change because the oil change was well past due. Also got hit with that, and be careful. I don't know if you get any 1099 checks, but if you get 1099 checks, the city of LA will do this bullshit thing where they're like, you have your own business and you didn't declare it, so here, give us money, please, which is dumb. So I need to pay that off. It's not that much, luckily. I need to do my taxes. And then eventually, most likely, pay those taxes.
I'm a dweeb, and as soon as I don't have like the sort of I don't get 1099s usually for anything, and so I had all of my W-2s like very early, so I did them early and I got my refund. Right?
Yeah, I literally cannot do that because of how often
you freelance and stuff.
Yeah, like I literally was like, man, I'm behind. I really need to get it. Like the day my tax man, he emailed me. He was like, if I'm emailing you, you haven't hit me up yet. You need to get these taxes done. God. It's getting towards the deadline.
Yeah, we're about a month out.
Yeah, I received a 1099 that day. And I was like, really?
Wow.
God. So I'm probably going to get that done soon, too. And then I have a lot of like business stuff to do. Like, I think it's about that time I finally have to
get a business.
Mm-hmm.
Eaton Ass LLC.
You know, I might just call it that.
I just got, I don't want to get too into my finances. I just got a sweet little bonus from work.
Oh, so it was company-wide then? Because I heard Zig talking about that bonus.
Yes, I suppose so. And
it sounds like you just found out about that.
I knew about
it. As if you thought you only got it because you were
good. I was the only good boy. No, there was, I guess... Yeah, we all got bonuses. But I didn't change like my elections for that in particular. And so I got taxed the shit out of it. So I'll get it back at the end of the year or whatever.
Yeah.
But fuck, like that would have been such a nice little. But you know what? Better than that, I don't have it right now.
Yeah.
And I would have been so excited to be like, I'm going to buy something crazy.
Yeah, dude. Like, I would have
done what Zig did, just immediately bought shoes and a backpack.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with that. I'm not going to knock that. Not on this podcast.
No way. I love it. Zig, I'm wearing Zig stuff from the waist down. Zig got me these shorts because he was like, Matt, you gotta flex. You got to be wearing short florals.
He really loves those florals.
Yeah, and... He got me into these
Adidas pods.
These Adidas pods, yeah.
Yeah. Oh man, yeah. But it seems like So yeah, just to wrap up that because I kind of went on a tangent there was no rhyme or reason about it. The week started off bad because I was worried about that stuff.
Yes.
Checks came in, even like an unexpected little bonus one, and I've been taking care of business, and you know, and what's great is like it's not even all of them yet, so I'm gonna be saving a lot of it because you know
you hear that
because that's
it's not
the trick.
Even all of them.
It took me a few jobs to figure this out, but the way most writers work and live and can survive is you got a whole bunch of stuff, but the trick, Matt, is you don't spend all the money. You save some of it
so that
you live off of it until you secure another bag, and then maybe you can get a little looser with that.
Okay, so I have heard that saving money is a good thing to
do. Yeah, see.
I've been trying to do that.
Yeah, see, I've been anti that for a while.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm of two minds. I mean, obviously, you should always have, like, sort of a rainy day, like, fund for sure, and, like, you should actively like be, I guess that's what saving money is, like putting it away for a rainy day. I don't buy a lot of stuff just in general. I'll go out like to eat or something, but I don't buy stuff. Mm-hmm. And more recently I've been like, well, do you want that? Like, how bad do you want that? Is it going to be something like that? Like these shoes, for example, like I bought these cause I like, was like, well, I have a little extra money. I'm going to just get me something nice. And it feels good. I'm explaining the experience of shopping.
Yeah, but it's interesting because, you know,
I just don't buy things.
What you said, it reminds me of a tweet I did because I was thinking, because someone said something kidding me of that. Because, like, I've heard someone be like, oh, man, you know, if I was, you know, making as much as like a staff writer or stuff, I'd be happy. It'd go a long way. I was like, no, if you want stuff now and you get more money, you're just going to want more expensive stuff.
Yes.
Like the stuff I'm into and that I'm paying for now, I wouldn't be able to fathom before I had this much money.
Oh, yeah.
Because, and there was a point like when I was at Midnight for a bit and Aurora was like, oh man, are you going to save money? I was like, yeah, I already have everything I need. I was like, I've bought everything I wanted. I got the Switch. I was like, I have my Switch. You know, I have my gaming PC is upgraded. I have everything I wanted. But then more stuff.
Then more stuff comes out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing about stuff, is that it's always coming.
Yeah.
There was something that I wanted to bring up. Now I can't remember what it was.
Oh, dang it. All right. Well, then why don't we just go silent for a few seconds for the break and then come back and talk about top things that happened this week.
That's perfect because I remembered the thing I want to talk about.
And we're back.
We're back.
Really back. You gonna care to comment on what I did between the break?
I wasn't looking at you this time.
Okay, good.
I'm sure it was weird though. But
what did you want to talk about?
Okay, so I've been thinking about this for a few days, and I just kind of want. I tweeted it out today, and I posted it on my Instagram story, but I wanted to get it out here on the podcast. There's movies, like movies happen where like they're based on a TV show or something. And sometimes there are movies that are a continuation of the TV show, right? So like the Sex and the City movies are a continuation of the TV show. There's probably other examples, but that's one I was thinking about.
Yeah.
But there are some times where they'll reboot a TV show as a movie, right? So they'll do like the Starsky and Hutch TV show is not starring the stars of Starsky and Hutch, but Ben Stiller and Owen Wilson.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, if I could recast Seinfeld for a major motion picture, which stars would I put in the title, like, you know, in the four roles, the four main roles, Jerry, George, Kramer, and Elaine. Okay.
Yeah.
And I've done that.
Interesting.
And I want to know what your thoughts are. I'll explain you mine. And I've done the comparison shots. Maybe if you want to click along with me on my Instagram story.
So this was a story.
I'll show you the photos because I have them on my phone right here. For my casting of Jerry Seinfeld, the title role, I cast Oscar Isaac. And here's why. One, I think his star is popping right now. He's becoming a big star. Two, I think he's funny. I think he can play very serious, obviously, but he has a light sensibility about him and can play I would be interested to see him play like a sort of funny like character like Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah.
But he's also more interesting of an actor than Jerry Seinfeld is, so he could make Jerry interesting.
Okay.
I'm never very interested in the Jerry stories. I mean, they're obviously very funny situations, but I could use a little more acting there, you know? I want to see Jerry feel how he's supposed to feel when he has to return the pen or whatever.
Yeah.
And so I think that'd be an interesting cast. And also people are like, oh, like I'll go see this. This guy's good.
Yeah.
My casting for George Costanza, Michael Stahlberg, noted character actor,
the
dad from Call Me By Your Name. And he was in I think it's called A Serious Man, the Coen Brothers movie.
Yeah.
He has a way of playing, like in over his head, like pathetic, like losers, basically, like George Costanza. But he plays them with such heart that you just feel so much empathy for these tragic.
Yeah.
Like he was He played on the show Fargo. Truly the saddest character I've ever seen on TV. I was just like, oh no, this guy's life is terrible. And I think he would be, and he's also like, I think can play it very funny. He could bring a very fun intensity to George Costanza. Like, look, you could see him saying, I was in the pool.
Yeah.
Just based on his face. For Kramer, I'm thinking, who are the Hollywood kooks? Who are the actors that have portrayed lovable weirdos?
Yeah.
And I'm also thinking, who hasn't really done that in a while, right? I'm going Keaton. Michael Keaton is Kramer.
Yeah. I'm
following. He's following along.
Matt's been shoving his phone in my face with everyone, and I'm following along. Michael Keaton. And you said, time for Keaton to play a full weirdo again.
Yeah, I think it's time. We haven't seen him do it really since Beetlejuice. He's probably played weirdos in between, but I think he'd be a great Kramer. Edgar Montplaisir pointed out, the age ranges for all these characters are way off. And I think you could argue that Kramer was older than the rest of the group.
Yeah.
And it would make sense if he was. I think he was in the same age range, but if you told me that Kramer was 15 to 20 years older than everybody, I'd be like, yeah, that makes sense to me.
I feel like also that's just a weak take in the sense that, like, as long as the actors themselves are close enough, that's what's important, because their age never played a very important part in the show.
Yes. And so I think we're close with Stahlberg and Oscar Isaac. I think Oscar Isaac just turned 40. Michael Starbuck's probably closer to 50, but that's still pretty close on TV, right? And then my final casting for Elaine Benes is Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Oh, she's,
she's back.
Why mess with perfection?
She's perfect. Why? You couldn't recast her. Yeah. You absolutely couldn't, because there's just nobody that has her specific timing, nobody that has her charm. She's everything. And I think, she looks basically the same.
Okay. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. I think that's great. I think, I could tell a lot of thought went into it. And I think you made a lot of good points.
Yes. I have one that I didn't post also.
Oh, okay.
Christian Bale as Newman.
Okay, so I'm going to just ignore that one.
That one's kind of silly, but I think he would do a good Newman. He'd be the villain of the movie.
Here's mine, and I'm going to tell you why it's going to be great. Why? Because here's the thing.
Are you recasting Seinfeld right now?
Yeah.
Okay, great. I can't wait to hear it.
The hard thing about Seinfeld is like, it's a classic. Yes. Do a reboot of this, people are going to lose their minds.
They're like, Seinfeld, you're recasting him? Yeah. That's the man who it's about.
Yeah, so that's why, like, the one way to get things, because people love, like, the only way to throw it off and get people to love your reboot is to flip things up a little bit.
Yes.
So for my Seinfeld, it's going to be Seinfeld played by Christian Wiig.
Christian
Wiig, yeah. Kramer by Kate McKinnon.
Oh, he's doing all girls? Yeah. Seinfeld.
George Costanza. Guess what? Leslie Jones.
Wow.
Yeah, actually, Melissa McCarthy.
Oh, okay.
Melissa McCarthy. Newman, Leslie Jones.
Okay, yeah.
And Elaine, Chris Hemsworth.
Wow.
Yeah. Prepare yourself. That doesn't that sound like something?
I made a risky choice by casting Latinx Oscar Isaac as Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah, no, I'm keeping it white, but making it women.
Oh.
That's feminism, baby.
Oh, my God. There's no way anyone's going to do this, but I thought it was kind of a fun little thought experiment. I really do want to see the Funnier Die video where Oscar Isaac plays Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah.
I think it would be good.
Oh, yeah. I think it'd be good, too. I think the only problem with everyone you cast is they're such good actors that it would just feel like a gritty reboot.
Yes.
Like, you would need to just cast, like, almost nobodies.
I'm seeing the trailer for it, and, like, you're seeing each character introduction one by one. So, you're seeing Oscar Isaac at the stand-up club with, like, the red curtain behind him, and he's talking about eating Pez or something.
Yeah, but I'm going to tell you how it's going to sound. Because, like I said, it's going to be... With his back, it's going to be him right outside, and people are going to be like, Jerry.
Okay, yeah.
Jerry.
And it's Jerry. Hans Zimmer doing the boom, bing, 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 boom, boom, boom.
Yeah. No, here's how it's going to sound.
If he's so excited, I can't wait. I'm glad I brought this up.
Yeah. Because you're onto something. And I think it's just really just like, it's going to be going through each character's, they're the different deal that's with them. And then all you're going to hear is just this droning on in the background of the trailer.
Oh my God.
I'm Jerry Seinfeld. I got some observations.
Oh my God.
Surrounded by a couple of goofballs.
Serenity now!
Maybe a shitty landlord. Maybe a crazy roommate. But every day.
You got any mango, Jerry?
When I step up to that stage, get in front of that mic, I'm free.
You just aren't sponge-worthy.
'Cause my name may be Jerry.
No soup for you.
But I have a last name you won't forget. It's Seinfeld.
And then the tagline for the movie is a movie about nothing.
I like that slowed down version. If you didn't pick up on that, that's the slowed down version, because that's what all trailers do
for
reboots, is just slow down the version. Maybe I feel like it might have been too slow. Like maybe if I speed it up a little bit, it'll sound a little more. Well, look, this is it at half speed.
Yeah,
no, the other one was more like creepy.
I don't know. I've just been thinking about that for a few days, and truly a few days, and I was, you know what, going to commit it to online.
So how many people have been coming at you?
Waisaki was like, why would you recast this? They're all still alive.
That once again, my thing is like, there are a lot of ways to shut down yours, but you have yet to present a take that actually does a job. That how,
because also why, the, a take that I won't,
that if we're using that logic, why are we recasting Scooby-Doo? Why was Spider-Man recast three times? All of those people are alive. That's them being alive has nothing to do with.
I guess the take that I won't accept either is why would we reboot this?
Because if you're thinking about a reboot, then you're rebooting it. Stop. You know, no reason.
Do you have a hole you like to poke into my casting?
I already gave my.
Well, yeah, you did.
It wasn't
woke enough.
Yeah, that's what it was. No, it's just they're so. They're so like it just the current casting would just come off as the gritty reboot.
Yes.
Like it wouldn't be just an honest comedy. I think honestly, even though I still take issue with Waisaki's poke, like if you did do a Seinfeld reboot, it should still be the same cast.
Yeah.
Because they would just still work. Because
yeah, they're still so good.
Well, not that they're just still so good, but like I'd want to see like Jerry from Seinfeld at the age that Jerry is now and what that means. Because like for all intents and purposes, as whack as Jerry Seinfeld may be now, the Seinfeld version of Seinfeld is probably even whacker, but in a funny way.
Oh, yeah. Like they could find a way to sort of make his sort of like out of touch ability, like a very funny talking point on the show.
Yeah, like
Kramer, yikes. That's all I'll say.
I feel like
you'd liked him more after that, right?
Yeah, we can do a storyline where like it's like, oh, he was stabbed in jail.
They did do that. I mean, they did the Seinfeld reunion on Curb.
Yeah,
and they made a lot of jokes about Michael Richards. Because that was after.
Yeah. It's hard to do a Seinfeld anything and not address that.
Yeah.
What is Michael Richards up to?
I mean, living off of royalties. They don't have to do anything.
Oh, yeah, no.
They're all richer than we all could want to be.
Of the few shows that I've received residuals on, there are shows that I've done like years ago that I'm still getting residuals on, and they're not anything to scoff at. To know you have like... How many episodes?
I mean, they did 9 seasons. They're like 20-something episodes a season.
I can just Google it.
Yeah.
You don't have to do this weird
math. Well, I wasn't going to do the math. I was just saying like that's.
Oh, so you were just going to say that.
Yeah.
There are 180 episodes.
Yeah.
So you have 180 residuals coming your way.
One of those is a clip show.
Yeah. So I don't know. Yeah. I don't know how that works. So let's say, let's just say 179 residuals coming your way.
Let's just say
till this day, still getting heavy syndication.
Yeah, I was going to say that's
multiple networks.
Yes, you're, that's air, Seinfeld airs multiple times a day on different channels, like constantly.
Yeah, no, they're probably still
they're set for life. Seinfeld doesn't
him and Steve Bannon.
Yeah, I forgot he was.
Yeah, Steve Bannon.
What did he do on that?
I'm gonna let you know right now.
He like
Steve
came
Bannon,
up with
Seinfeld.
It?
That's the first thing that came up.
Oh no, these people. I hate them.
Oh, he was part of the syndication deal, is what it seems like.
Hmm. Well,
apparently, the syndication deal was worth $3.1 billion, and his network comes from his stake in the show.
Damn.
Yeah.
You were saying, I mean, before I did my Seinfeld tangent, you wanted to do something we liked. I mean, I don't know how much time we've been going.
Yeah,
we're at about over an hour. We're about, looks like, hour and 10.
All right, well then we'll save that for the Patreon listeners.
Okay.
They get to hear what we like this week.
Ooh.
So if you're that interested, sign up for the Patreon. Where can people find you?
Matt Apodaca on Twitter and Instagram. And you can listen to me on my other podcast called What's With These Homies Talking About Weezer. We had our second episode come out with Zach and Jess from Off Book. Got an episode coming out this week, Friday, with Andrew T. From Yo's Is Racist. So if you liked him on this show, you'll love him, and you love him on Yo's Is Racist. Come listen to him, and me try to convince him that Weezer is good.
Nice, nice.
Yeah.
Me, as you know, always Tuesdays, Nerdificent, if D's on Twitch, always holding down. Thanks for all the candy diners dropping in, dropping subs, and hanging out in the Discord. Also, you know, if you're in the LA area looking for some comedy, I'm doing Faded this Friday, the 22nd, and next Monday. I'm probably going to say it again on the next episode, but just to remind you so you can get an early head start, I'm doing Hot Tub on the 25th, which is a banger, slapper ass banger of a show. So buckle up. It's going to be a fun one.
Woo!
Yeah. And I guess with that, you know, we'll just go ahead and get out of here. Bye.
Bye.
See ya.